Welcome to episode 1203 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Our special series, 1010 with Jesus, A Deeper Look, continues today. What can we learn about Jesus' character, mission, and purpose from what the Savior says about and his actions that are reflective of friendship?
You are my friends if you do what I command you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you so that you will love one another.
Then one of the 12, whose name was Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, "What will you give me if I deliver him to you?" And they paid him 30 pieces of silver. And from that moment, he sought an opportunity to betray him.
Judas, would you betray the Son of Man with a kiss?
Judas, Greek Iudas, Hebrew Yehuda, was a common Jewish name, while Iscariot likely means man of Kerioth, a town in Judea, suggesting Judas may have been the only Judean among the Galilean disciples. Some scholars propose Iscariot could mean Sicarii, dagger carrier, but the geographical explanation is more widely accepted. The Bible tells us Judas was one of the 12 apostles chosen by Jesus. He was entrusted with managing the money bag, indicating that he was seen as capable and responsible. Though John notes he would help himself to the funds, hinting at a growing corruption. Judas witnessed Jesus' miracles, teachings, and compassion firsthand, traveling with him throughout his ministry. He was part of the mission when Jesus sent the 12 to preach, heal the sick, and cast out demons, meaning Judas himself participated in ministry work and miracles. The Gospels indicate Judas had issues with greed and was critical when Mary anointed Jesus with expensive perfume, claiming it was wasteful. Yet before his betrayal, Judas remained in the circle of Jesus' close followers, participating in meals, discussions, and travel, giving no obvious outward signs to the other disciples of his eventual betrayal. The story of Judas Iscariot is one of the most haunting in Scripture. In the dark moment of betrayal, as Judas approaches Jesus in Gethsemane with soldiers and gives him a kiss of betrayal, Jesus looks at him and says, "Friend, do what you came to do." Why would Jesus call Judas friend in this moment? This word is not used lightly by Jesus. It invites us into a deeper reflection on Jesus' character, his posture toward even those who hurt him, and what it means to live in the tension of love and betrayal. Judas was not an outsider. He was one of the 12, handpicked by Jesus after a night of prayer. He witnessed Jesus' miracles, heard the Sermon on the Mount, saw demons cast out, watched the blind receive sight and the dead raised. He was not simply a passive observer, he was an active participant in the ministry of Jesus. In John 13, we find Judas reclining at the table with Jesus at the Last Supper, sharing bread dipped by Jesus himself, a gesture of intimacy and honor in that culture. Judas was not excluded, he was included in the fellowship of the table until the very end. Scripture makes it clear that Jesus knew from the beginning who would betray him, yet this knowledge did not cause Jesus to reject Judas. Instead, he washed Judas's feet, just as he washed Peter's and John's. He served Judas, kneeling before him with water and a towel, cleansing his feet even as Judas's heart was moving toward betrayal. Jesus' love for Judas was genuine. He invested in him, taught him, and cared for him as a friend. He gave Judas every opportunity to repent, to turn from the path he had chosen. Even as Judas arrived in the garden to betray him, Jesus addressed him with the word, "Friend." This moment in Gethsemane is not an act of sarcasm, but a revelation of the unchanging love of Jesus, even toward those who fail him. Jesus saw Judas fully, including his weaknesses, greed, and betrayal, yet addressed him with a term of relationship. Let's get deep. Jesus' character does not change based on our actions. Jesus is faithful and loving, even when we are not. By calling Judas friend, Jesus demonstrates that his posture of love does not depend on how others treat him. His character is consistent. His love is steadfast. Jesus gave Judas the dignity of relationship until the end. Even in betrayal, Jesus reminded Judas of the closeness they shared. Jesus' words in Gethsemane are a final invitation, a last moment of grace extended to a man who had made himself an enemy. Jesus' words toward Judas reveals the depth of Jesus' love and forgiveness. Jesus' readiness to forgive extends even to those who betray him. His use of friend highlights his willingness to reconcile, showing that no one is beyond the reach of his mercy if they would turn to him. Matthew's record of the encounter between Jesus and Judas fulfilled scripture and the mission. Jesus' betrayal was part of God's redemptive plan. By calling Judas friend, Jesus acknowledged that Judas's actions would not derail the mission, but would be used for the salvation of many. The betrayal of a friend is one of the deepest pains we can experience. David writes in Psalm 41, verse 9, "Even my close friend in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has lifted his heel against me." This verse is quoted in John 13, verse 18, showing that Jesus experienced this pain fully. Jesus felt the sting of betrayal, yet his response was not revenge or hatred, but love. Jesus calling Judas friend teaches us how to respond to betrayal. It does not mean ignoring the pain or the reality of evil, but it means choosing love over hatred, forgiveness over bitterness, and God's purposes over personal vengeance. Judas's story is a stark reminder that proximity to Jesus is not the same as intimacy with Jesus. Judas walked with Jesus, heard his teachings, and saw his miracles, yet his heart was hardened by greed and unrepentance. It is possible to be near Jesus outwardly, but far from him inwardly. Yet, Jesus' posture toward Judas remains an invitation. He calls even the betrayer friend, offering a chance for repentance and return. Judas chose despair over repentance, tragically ending his own life. But the call to friendship with Jesus remains open to all who would turn to him. Jesus desires friendship with us. He does not call us servants alone, but invites us into a relationship of love, trust, and shared purpose. We are called to examine our hearts. It is possible to be outwardly near to Jesus while inwardly resisting him. Let Judas's life be a warning and a call to genuine faith and repentance. We are called to love like Jesus, even in the face of betrayal. We are to extend forgiveness and maintain a posture of love, trusting God with justice and redemption. Jesus' sacrifice covers even betrayal. The blood Jesus shed was sufficient to cover every sin, including betrayal, if there is repentance. His friendship is offered to all. After Jesus was condemned, Judas was seized with remorse. He returned the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, declaring, "I have sinned, for I have betrayed innocent blood." The religious leaders, however, refused the money and disavowed responsibility. In his despair, Judas threw the money into the temple and left. Then he went away and hanged himself. The chief priests, deeming the money unlawful to put into the temple treasury, used it to buy the potter's field, where Judas committed suicide, as a burial place for foreigners. This field was then called the Field of Blood, because it was purchased with blood money. Judas's blood represents the tragic culmination of human sin, despair, and unatoned guilt. It is innocent blood betrayed, but its shedding offers no redemption. Instead, it marks a field of judgment and a life consumed by its own treachery. It signifies a debt unpaid, a broken covenant, and a soul lost to hopelessness. Conversely, the blood of Jesus, though also innocent blood, is the efficacious, atoning sacrifice that brings life and reconciliation. Poured out not in despair, but in divine love, it establishes a new covenant, brings forgiveness of sins, justifies the ungodly, and cleanses from all impurity. While Judas's blood speaks of condemnation and the wages of sin, Jesus's blood speaks of propitiation, redemption, and the boundless grace of God, offering hope and eternal life to all who believe. Jesus' words to his betrayer, "Friend, do what you came to do," are a doorway into understanding the profound depths of his love and the pain he bore for our sake. He did not flinch in the face of betrayal. He did not withdraw his love. Instead, he laid down his life for his friends, including us. Let us respond to Jesus's friendship with gratitude, trust, and a commitment to abide in him. Let us live as friends of Jesus, walking in his love and extending that love to others, even when it is costly. Let us remember that the one who calls us friend is the one who gave his life so that we could live forgiven, free, and fully known. Father, thank you for the steadfast love of Jesus, even in the face of betrayal. Help us to trust his friendship and to reflect his mercy toward others. May we walk in his grace today, anchored in his unchanging love. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full, today.